Psalm 107, 2 and 3. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. There is much in this verse for which we can praise God. First, we must praise him for giving us a voice to speak. Then we should thank him for deliverance from the enemy. We can also show gratitude for his magnificent family, drawn from all nations of the earth. The redeemed of the Lord should not only say so, we should also shout, sing, preach, write, and do anything else we can to affirm it. Those of us who have traveled have no doubt met committed followers of Christ around the world. They could affirm with us that God is the Redeemer, the only one who can provide salvation and transformation. Worldwide, Christians agree. Our God is great and worthy of all praise. If we believe this, we should plan to say so publicly, consistently, and with a loud voice. Psalm 107, 2 and 3. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south.